A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Mary set out, proceeding in haste into the hill country to a town of Judah, where she entered Zechariah's house and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby stirred in her womb. Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and cried out in a loud voice, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. But who am I that the mother of my Lord should come to me? The moment your greeting sounded in my ears, the baby stirred in my womb for joy. Blessed is she who trusted that the Lord's words to her would be fulfilled." Then Mary said, "My being proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit finds joy in God my Savior, for he has looked upon his servant in her lowliness. All ages to come shall call me blessed. God, who is mighty, has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him. He has shown might with his arm. He has confused the proud in their inmost thoughts. He has deposed the mighty from their thrones and raised the lowly to high places. The hungry he has given every good thing, while the rich he has sent empty away. He has upheld Israel, his servant, ever mindful of his mercy, even as he promised our ancestors, promised Abraham and his descendants forever." Mary remained with Elizabeth about 3 months and then returned home. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, the bummer about the Feast of the Assumption is that it's not purely scripturally based. There's not a specific scripture that refers to this event. And the great thing about this feast is the same thing, that there's not a specific scripture for this feast. It means that the people who put the lectionary together had to be very creative and help us along theologically about the meaning of the feast by their choosing these scriptures. And so the choices are very rich, especially because there's a set of readings for the Vigil Mass as well. Vigil Mass, it's the Ark of the Covenant being brought in and everyone rejoicing. And so this is obviously a reference then to Mary as a new Ark of the Covenant holding God within her. And then the psalm, "Lord, go up to the place of your rest, you and the ark of your holiness." And then the second reading for the Vigil Mass, "Death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting?" And so this is a celebration of our ultimate life in Christ, which the Feast of the Assumption states for us that Mary enjoys the fullness of, and so we will. And then the Gospel's kind of odd, the Gospel for the Vigil Mass. It's odd on its own, but especially seems odd for this feast. While Jesus was speaking to the crowd, a woman called out, "Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breast that nursed you." Rather, he replied, "Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it." And so, this Feast of Mary's is a feast of ours. That is, a feast of those who hear the word of God and keep it, or maybe perhaps those who try to keep it. Now, the readings for the Mass during the day on the Feast of the Assumption begin with this wild, imaginative, figurative reading from the 11th chapter, or mostly from the 12th chapter of the book of Revelation. A great sign appeared in the sky, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. Because she was with child, she wailed aloud in pain as she labored to give birth. Then another sign appeared in the sky. It was a huge dragon, flaming red, with 7 heads and 10 horns, and on his head were 7 diadems. His tail swept a third of the stars from the sky and hurled them down to the earth. Then the dragon stood before the woman about to give birth, ready to devour her child when it should be born. She gave birth to a son, a boy who is destined to shepherd all the nations with an iron rod. Her child was snatched up to God and to his throne. The woman herself fled into the desert, where a special place had been prepared for her by God. My New Jerusalem Bible tells me that this woman is the church, and that it might, as would be maybe even more obvious to most of us, might also be a reference to Mary, the new Eve. Certainly this imagery, especially of the moon under her feet and on her head a crown of 12 stars, that's taken up in the imagery for Our Lady of Guadalupe, the patroness of the Americas. And then the second reading for today's Mass, Christ the first fruits, and then at his coming, all those who belong to him. Just as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will come to life again, but each one in proper order. Christ the first fruits, and then at his coming, all those who belong to him. And here's where we have a very traditional interpretation of today's Feast of the Assumption of Mary, that after Christ, she experiences the first fruits of Christ's resurrection, the fullness of resurrected life, body and soul, already body and soul with Christ in heaven. And that is our hope too. And finally, today's gospel, which I read a few minutes ago, this again is a kind of Ark of the Covenant reading, because Mary, with God in her womb, comes to Elizabeth, and Elizabeth says, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. The moment your greeting sounded in my ears, the baby stirred in my womb for joy." And then here's the kicker, so to speak. Here's Mary's song, "My being proclaims the greatness of the Lord. He has deposed the mighty from the thrones and raised the lowly to high places. The hungry he has given every good thing, while the rich he has sent empty away." And just as that Book of Revelation reading and the gospel for yesterday really are about the whole church and not just about Mary, so here this gospel reading points to this feast being not just a feast of Mary, but a feast of the church. Any feast of Mary's, in fact, is a feast of the church, because Mary is constantly being held up as an example and as a beneficiary of Christ's resurrection. And here, Mary is crying out in advocacy of the church, and most especially of the poor. The hungry he has given every good thing, while the rich he has sent empty away. Any feast of Mary's is a feast of the poor, and a feast of those who side with the poor. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it.